The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, Christ mentions a daily cross. He doesn't mention a once-in-a-lifetime cross. He doesn't mention one hung on our walls or churches or cathedrals, but a daily cross that each of us must carry. It's no accident that this gospel passage appears today during Lent. Throughout this season, and indeed throughout our entire lives, we will come upon crosses that are easily and readily identifiable. But what about the small crosses of our day, the ones that are harder to see and discern, that oftentimes can even be harder to bear, like the rude customer at the store, the bad driver on the highway, the angry boss, the loud neighbor, the child throwing a tantrum? Not every cross is as large as Christ's, as large as the martyrs, but every cross is meant to be taken up daily. My brothers and sisters, take up your cross daily, the cross of patience, the cross of charity, the cross of hospitality. Christ has taken up his cross and has given us the command to pick up our own. And yet it's important that we remember that we are not alone with these daily crosses, for Christ carries them with us.